all the practices, all the meditations, all the satsangs, the master and disciple relationship, all of this is simply to get you to have transparency so that you can have automatic insight into any situation, so that you can see through your own nonsense, you can see through another person's nonsense, and go straight to the core. You understand? So this is what all of it's about, is just getting yourself so deeply centered in your heart that all you can see is heart. You may see actions, you may hear nasty words, you may get rotten letters, you may have you'll have challenges, there's no doubt. But still, you, even if you want to be in the presence, don't want to be in the presence, agree or disagree, those things can all be there. They are all there. But you will never change the quality of your heart. You just will not. You cannot. You cannot anymore change the light of the sun. You just can't. There's no way I can say, okay, now please, will you change a little, put a little golden in there. Put a little, come on, solar sun, put a little yellow. A little more yellow would be nice. Can you do that? Can you tone it down a little bit? Could you put it up a little bit? It just shines beyond itself, beyond anything. It just does what it does, and that's a way of unconditional love. It is just there in agreement or disagreement, in disappointment or joy. It just is there, and it begins to reveal everything from inside oneself. From inside oneself. And then other people's words are not so blasting in your ear. They're not so harsh. Your occurrences, the occurrences in your life, no matter what they are, no matter what they are strictly underlined by the love in your heart, strictly underlined by that, period. It's not unrealistic. Actually, 100%, it's the only thing to live for. Really, it's the only way to live. It's the greatest commitment one can make to oneself and to one's life. And it's a great offering. Your life, just because you're committed to that, because you're willing to face those challenges that love brings, you really are an offering unto the world. I said the other day, your very breath is a blessing. Not because you're anything high or glorious, but because you're so deeply in integrity with everything. Because you're not against, but you're going to with the flow, whether you agree or disagree. You see, 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 100% you see. You cannot satisfy anyone. No one can satisfy you. You have to be all the things you want for yourself. Once you are all the things you want, and then it easily flows into your life. It's not a personal matter any longer. It's a very impersonal matter. It's not selfish, it's selfless. Wanting somebody to fulfill you is selfish.